Welcome to Design, Innovation and Branding Podcast, where we explore the intersection between design, innovation and branding. I am your host, Salim Abubakar. This episode, I'm about to let you travel through the journey of expression and identification in order to know how to find yourself and develop a self-brand. Answering the question, what is personal brand, what is self-awareness, and the importance of authenticity. Gen Z is looking for authenticity from people on social media. Gen Z are having identity crisis because of what they see on the internet. Everyone trying to fake perfection. People are moving away from influencers and trying to find out who they are in the world. On the other hand, people are asking questions such as, who am I? Where's my place in this world? These are basic questions to ask if you're trying to identify who you are and build a personal brand. As for Gen Z's identity crisis, they're thinking about their personal brand, and it has become a way to explore themselves through a personal journey. They are looking for people who expose truths and looking at people who are becoming their own entrepreneurs and blossoming through that in order to find themselves. What is a personal brand? Personal brand is how you present yourself to current and potential clients. It helps you stand out from everybody else. It is a way to communicate your value to the world. Imagine personal brand as what people say about you, and personal branding is what you say about yourself. As a result, branding is surface level, whereas a brand is an emotional connection. It's not easy to work on it, as anyone can take fancy pictures and hire a great designer to create an eye-popping personal website. But that's just surface level branding. Few people, in fact, take time to hone in on their authentic message and build a true brand. There's an interesting consumer survey by Nielsen to report that only about 33% of consumers trust messages from a brand, while around 90% trust messages from a person they know. That means for a business owner, you stand a much better chance of winning the trust of your customers if you bond with them as an individual before you start building a brand reputation. So personal branding is not just about selling or marketing yourself. It's the best way to make sure that people around you perceive you as the person you want to be. I think you can see what the difference between personal brand and personal branding as well. In conclusion, a brand as a person as a brand, including the combination of skills, experience, and personality that you want your followers to see. But branding is the way to create your character, personality, and identity and value in order to support who you are and tell your own story to other people. There's another thing Gen Zs are looking for, which is self-awareness. Internet is just an alternative reality for older generation. However, Gen Z has built their unique personality, and this has affected their perspective and interaction with the world. It is believed that Gen Z has a heightened level of self-awareness. They are getting over uncertainties by turning their anxieties into activism. While they continue to learn resilience and obtain control over the external forces in their lives, they are increasingly looking inward. Although they have more reason to be anxious about the state of the world, on the contrary to the older generations, they have evolved their anxiety into a deep sense of awareness. They were interested in social media to express individuality, but they realized it actually created stereotypes. Today, Gen Z exceeds the parameters of social media platforms. They are aware of the difference between the reflected persona and their complex, ever-growing selves. They are focusing their real life, not the Instagram moments. When other generations are creating their idealized digital personas, Gen Z is looking at themselves, not for outside acceptance. They are aware that flawless personalities on social media are not real. In an age of algorithmic perfection, they are championing a refreshingly unedited and better outlook. According to a recent report from Yedini, they are the most self-educated generation yet. As this is perceived, alternative school systems are beginning to emerge. They are also sensitive about the environment and they are participating in climate change awareness movements like Extinction Rebellion. More than that, the Gen Z are the most politically proactive group ever, and they are changing the role of social media, the platform that is used as a force for good. Now I want to ask you a simple question. Do you use the meme template to create a four-panel meme collage? This trend started with Dolly Parton on Instagram, where she showed what she looked like on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Tinder. Now all the celebrities are doing it. No doubt this is an interesting thing because each photo represents a different way of presenting yourself on different social networks. LinkedIn is a global workplace social network, so photos should be formal and serious. Facebook is a social life platform, photos should be life-oriented and relaxed. Instagram is a photo social platform and photos should be artistic. Tinder is a dating social platform, so the photos should be sexy and charming. The nature of the web platform determines how people are presented. So, how to find yourself, how to present your own personal brand. You just need to show yourself in the right way. You don't have to tell everything about yourself. What you show must be true. Today belongs to Gen Z, and social networking has become an integral part of their lives. The self-branding and self-promoting, often based on the network environment and authenticity, is what we have to discuss in this process. Besides, Gen Z consumers grew up in an era of fake news. They can quickly identify misleading information and scoff at false speculation. What they need is a transparent and authentic brand. Moreover, this is another issue to relate to personal branding in order to drive your identity. As we can see from our journey of the third episode, it's not difficult to find yourself, but it is also not easy to find yourself. Significantly, you should find a way of being true to yourself and express who you are. You easily start to find what you like through your character. Thank you for listening to this episode of Design, Innovation and Branding Podcast. This episode was written, edited, and produced by Design Innovation and Brand Management Class of 2020 at the University for the Creative Arts. Tune in next week for a new episode of the podcast where we still look at the intersection between design, innovation, and branding.